smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through.
We're smiling and laughing our way into a Friday, friends, for another edition of What's on Your Mind. And we want to know what's on your mind. So get this number in your speed dial and join the discussion. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. What's on Your Mind Radio.com. What's on Your Mind Radio Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. What's on Your Mind as well. I am Scott Hannon.
And I am Steve Bakken.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, my friend.
Are you still hopping mad about the price of gas?
That is beyond even comprehension at this point in time.
Beyond comprehension. In other words, that $4.20-some-odd-cent price at the pump put you over the edge this morning? Is that what you're saying?
That means I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, and I think the economy is going to go in the tank because of it as well.
We're going to talk gas prices some more today. As promised on yesterday's program, we did round up somebody that actually can answer the question, why do you charge what you charge at the pump? Kent Satring, the president and CEO of PetroServe USA Stores, will be here, a real live gas station owner-operator. He'll take any questions. Any theory you have about why gas prices are what they are, you can ask away. You know, things like, okay, do you just get on the phone with all the other gas station folks and decide, you know, what the price is going to be and just gouge us because you can? You know, all those theories. I am not one of those conspiracy theorists that believes this is anything other than basic supply and demand, but I think I'm in a minority. I think we proved that yesterday. Most folks thought I'd been dropped in my head, Steve, didn't they?
I don't think it's basic supply and demand. There is some of that that goes into this, but as far as the rest of the equation, there's other pieces of this that definitely make up the whole puzzle. But just being straight supply and demand, I don't think so. And the reason I don't think so is because it happens every time at the same time every year.
And again, that means we want more gas because we're driving more. Thus, the demand is up and the supply goes down because these refineries, of which there are not enough of in the United States of America, because it's politically impossible to build one and difficult to expand one. Have to be retooled. And Mike Rood from the North Dakota Petroleum Petroleum Marketers Association called in at the end of the program yesterday and rifled off, okay, these two in Minnesota are down, this one in Chicago's down. We've heard reports of Tesoro and Mandan being down, so thus the supply shrinks. So anyway, we're gonna give you a chance to ask your questions of Kent Satring later on in the program. The recently completed North Dakota legislative session produced a number of pro-life pieces
and we
of legislation
that yesterday that said down in South.
Anyway, sorry, we had a little bit of an interruption there, but I'll just finish on the other guest we have next hour on the pro-life legislation. A number of challenges were anticipated. That was one of the debates over whether or not the legislature should, in fact, pass. Pro-life legislation that ultimately would be challenged. The first challenge is here, and Yana Murdahl from the Concerned Women for America will be joining us to talk a little bit about that particular issue. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program as well. What were you going to say, Steve?
Well, we did have that caller yesterday from South Dakota, who was passing through South Dakota, and said that South Dakota was so much cheaper. I did find out the reason for that. South Dakota is actually in a different zone. So North Dakota is in one zone, and South Dakota is supplied by a different zone, which as close as we are, it doesn't really make sense to me. But that's the way it was explained to me, is since South Dakota is in a different zone, they get their gas from someplace else.
Our telephone number, by the way, to weigh in on all these issues, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's some of your comments, by the way, on our Facebook page regarding the recent spike in gas. And, again, big topic yesterday, no doubt will be today as well. How much you paying, where do you fill up? So we can kind of keep tabs on where it is. Dawn sent a note saying went up 30 cents in 24 hours here in Wahpeton, now $3.99. Brett said, I saw some stations at $3.99. I saw one at $3.69. I quickly stopped by to top off my tank. Matthew says, it makes absolutely no sense for the prices to spike this fast. Tyler says, $4.14 in Bismarck Mandan. Adam says, it's market-driven. Not that it makes the sticker shock any easier to take. Bill says, market-driven if the whole country was seeing this price increase, but this is a localized issue. Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, as per GasBuddy.com. So what in our market is causing this? And, of course, that was what Mike Rood talked about yesterday from the Petroleum Marketers Association, and what I think you'll hear from our friend Ken Centring here a little later on, answering questions of someone that buys gas in markets from Mandan to, well, they have stores in Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Fargo, Moorhead, Bemidji, and some other Minnesota locations as well. Mark Olson says $4.35 in Minneapolis. Blair says $4.19 in Stanley, North Dakota. Bill says, I wonder what would have happened last November if these prices had hit then. Adam says, you can solely lay the blame on refinery closings to the EPA. They purposely crafted regulations they know no oil refinery will be able to meet, essentially shutting them down without actually declaring an outright shutdown order. Isn't that something? All right, let's go to Dave. Dave wants to weigh in. You're on What's on Your Mind. Dave, go ahead.
Hello.
Dave, are you there?
Hello.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, sir. I'm calling. Somebody told me that the Tesoro Mandan refinery, that most of their production leaves the state. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe some of your listeners can call in and shed some light on that. And the other thing is, how come all these refineries have to have their shut down all at the same time? Why can't they, you know, spread it out a little bit so they're not all down at the same time? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. And that's another question we can ask a little later on here of our guest, Ken Satring, on where those, where they're going. Now, here's one thing that I've learned recently. In Bismarck, if you sell gas in Bismarck, you have pretty much one choice in where you buy it, right? That's the Tesoro Mandan. In Fargo, a lot of folks say, why is Fargo always cheaper? Well, there's three different sources that you ultimately can. So again, supply and demand. I don't think this is real complicated. If I have three choices on where I'm going to buy my gas wholesale so I can sell it to you as a consumer, there is competition among those three to have that price a little bit less. Now, obviously, depends on where they're getting it and what it costs in that particular refinery. But if in Bismarck I only have one choice, there's going to be less competition. I think that probably more than anything explains why gas is more expensive in Bismarck than it is in Fargo. But for some reason, we tend to throw common sense out the window when it comes to gas prices. Tom in Bismarck, what's your take? You're on What's on Your Mind.
Well, for 30 years I worked in the oil field, and I have never saw gas prices this high anywhere between the North Pole and the Gulf of Mexico, literally. There's no reason for it. There's no reason for it. Price gouging. I just finished up a really good book. If people want to understand some of this oil and GMOs and stuff like that, it's called Seeds of Destruction. William Engel. You guys have a very good show, and keep up the good work.
So, Tom, if, in fact, what you're suggesting is happening, that it's price gouging, I guess Wayne Stengem yesterday told us that's not illegal. Now, colluding would be. If they were on the phone saying, I'm going to charge this, you charge that, we're going to make a boatload of money, that would be illegal. Price gouging is not illegal. But you have no doubt in your mind this is all intended to collude against us, the consumer, in your mind.
I believe that it's the ultra elite, filthy rich that are trying to take over the world, that are doing this to the food, the oil, whatever. There's no reason for all of this. Why don't we have any jobs here anymore in America? I mean, there's lots of jobs in North Dakota. Why don't we have any in the rest of America? Yeah. Anyway, I'll take my answer offline. Thanks. And I hope people call in on that.
Here's my question. Steve and Tom, why does all rationale go out the window when it comes to the pain at the pump? We seem to sort of invent these ghosts about these things and forget basic economics. I don't quite get it. Anyway, we're on to the gas topic, aren't we? All right, short break. Steve Bakken, Scott Hannon, what's on your mind? We want to know. Some other issues in the news we'll throw out on the table here when we come back. Give us a call at 800-228-0550. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in credit union on the road.org and on their Facebook page. The Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. Hey friends, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about one of my favorite places in the world. We're talking about Chase on the Lake Resort, one of the premier resorts in Minnesota, on the third biggest lake in Minnesota. Some great walleye fishing. That's Leech Lake, located in a sleepy little Norman Rockwell-like community, Walker, Minnesota. What's not to love? Hey, it gets better. This fabulous resort with everything from three-bedroom condos on down to beautiful, beautiful rooms in their lodge, $69 a night, any room, any night, now till May 23rd, if you use the promo code SCOTT. Go to chaseonthelake.com. You can take a tour. You'll see the restaurant, the bar, the Compradora Veda Spa. You'll see these facilities, the lodging. It is absolutely incredible. And if you go to chasecondosales.com, you can own a piece of the Chase starting at $150,000. No mowing. None of the hassles. They'll fill the boat with gas. They'll put the dock out. ChaseCondosales.com. It starts at $150,000. Check it all out. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Scott Hannon. Here's our telephone number, 800-228-0550. Later on in the program, we'll chat with Ken Satring of PetroServe USA and try to answer your questions about why the price of gas is what it is and why is it higher in Bismarck than it is in Fargo? Why does it spike like it is? Is this collusion? Is it price gouging? What the heck is going on? We'll answer all those questions for you that have come up. And a lot of you have been sharing what you're paying, where you're paying. We appreciate that. And by the way, if you go to What's on your mind radio.com, you'll be able to very easily link up with us by Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, and the 20 some odd hours that we're off the air each day. You can sort of weigh in on the topic so we know what you're interested in chatting about while we are on the air. So whether it's gas prices or anything else on your mind, let us know. As I mentioned, Yana Murdaugh will be here next hour from Concerned Women for America as well on the lawsuit filed against an abortion law passed in the last legislative session. We're also going to preview some events happening this weekend at Fort Mandan. The folks from the Lewis and Clark Fort Mandan Foundation will be here to talk about that, so we'll give you something fun to do for the weekend as well. Here is our telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One other issue I wanted to talk a little bit about that Steve and I actually were chatting about yesterday, and that has to do with a commencement speech that Kevin Cramer, the congressman from North Dakota, gave at the University of Mary on May 4th. And in his commencement address a few weeks ago, he talked about how 40 years ago the United States Supreme Court sanctioned abortion on demand. And we wonder why our culture sees school shootings so often. There is a story on Huffington Post that came out yesterday as a result of this two-week-old speech. And that has led to some reporting in some local news organizations, including the Fargo Forum and the Forum News Service, and their papers in Dickinson, Jamestown, Fargo, and Grand Forks. I'm looking at the headline today in the front page of the Forum that says, Representative Cramer links abortion school shootings in speech. My question is Kevin Cramer right? I think the news organizations see this as controversial comments. I'm not so sure people see this as controversial comments. Kevin is quoted in the story as saying, hey, the point was and is, we as a society don't want to face up to the fact that the cultural deterioration of our country has real consequences. We have traded a culture of life for a culture of death and wonder why we don't celebrate life the way we used to. Life has become so disposable, yet we scratch our heads over violence. Is that a controversial statement? Is that newsworthy? Answer that question for us at 800-228-0550. All right. Jeff on the court. No, Mark. Mark wants to talk about gas prices. And Mark's calling from Grand Forks. How much is gas in Grand Forks today, Mark?
I don't know what it is. I live out in the country, but it's too high. And it's not based on supply and demand. You know, a little bit about supply and demand. The reason that it's important is because that's how we determine a competitive price. Price discovery based on supply and demand means that there's competition. So that's the reason why it's important. And speculation in the markets is the opposite of supply and demand. And I can give you an example based on statistics where supply and demand did not determine the price of oil. In the end of 2007 and beginning of 2008, oil went up to $148 a barrel. And at that time, according to the Energy Information Administration, that's the official agency that puts out statistics on supply and demand, they said that global demand went down 5% while we saw the highest spike in the history in the price per barrel of oil.
Okay, you're losing me, though, here.
You're losing it. Yeah, I'm sure. Go ahead.
No, you're going down a rabbit trail. I'm trying to keep this to it. Let's just use this way. If in Bismarck I own a gas station and I have one choice where to buy my gas wholesale, all right, versus Fargo where I have three, do you think it's unusual that the price is going to be higher in Bismarck at the wholesale price versus Fargo? Three choices in Fargo, one in Bismarck. That would be supply and demand to me and an explanation of why prices are always a little bit higher in Bismarck than they are in Fargo.
Well, I think it's unusual that we have this conversation year after year and nobody seems to know the answer. To me, that's a red flag. And so the point I'm making is we have facts that demonstrate that in the oil industry, there is collusion, there is manipulation of the markets and the price that's not supply and demand. So why wouldn't at the local level we assume that it's possible that there's collusion and also manipulation of price? Why wouldn't we rationally conclude that, Scott?
You know, Mark, you bring up a great point. You know, I've been told and assured over and over and over again that there is no collusion, at least, you know, in individual markets, at least in some of the ones that we're dealing with. As far as the speculation side of things, I think there that does play into the markets, but that would be something we'd be seeing nationally. So I've been told that that doesn't play in as well. Thanks for the phone call, Mark. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennin. And Leon, what's on your mind?
Well, there's a lot on my mind. But what I want to try to address right now is, one, I don't think common sense goes out the window. I think we see things like in 1998, a price of a barrel of crude oil was $17. That's inflation adjusted, and now it's like I think 89, something around that way, at that area. People see things like that and we go, wait a minute, that's not right. What is the cause for that? There's obvious collusion on that scale. Now, when you get down to the local point of sale, I do believe that Scott has a point. I believe that it is a supply and demand. It's a market driven deal. But then we hear things like, you know, two refineries in Chicago are down for routine maintenance, and we ask ourselves, why didn't they do the maintenance in the winter? You know, I mean, give us a break. You start right now at the beginning of the driving season, pretty much when everybody is going to be driving a lot, and the gas prices are kind of what we count on to do a budget for our trips and our jobs. And like me, I drive a lot. So everything that I do, gas is a factor, and we see a jump this big. I fill up at the petrol serve right here on, I think it's 2nd Ave, 2nd and NP. And 2 days ago, it was, $3.60, and now it's $4. You know, it kind of ticks me off when I see that. So I don't think that the common sense goes out the window. I think we look at the broad picture and we lump everybody in with the same, in the same pot. That's what I think is going on.
Leon, you bring up another valid point, but as I asked yesterday when we had a guest on, it's not about when they do it, because there's no oversight. They can drop down for repairs or routine maintenance at any time. There's no organization within that, and I think that's maybe a little bit of a disconnect. This is What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennin. Our next guest, Kent Satring from PetroServe USA. He'll answer some of these questions for us. It is What's on Your Mind.
Hard-working trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brands. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, nelsonfergusfalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of free truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, nelsonfergusfalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Listening to What's On Your Mind, I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Henin. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What is on your mind?
We want to know.
I do want to know. Kent Sattring of PetroServe, the biggest topic this morning and yesterday, of course, gas prices. Anybody that's trying to set their their travel plans. You know, the last caller, right on. He was right on the money. You know, you're trying to set your travel plans and make a budget for the summer, try to do some things with the family, and things go right out the window.
He also made the point that he'd like to see the refineries retool in the winter months rather than the summer months when the driving stuff. I don't think they can, but that's one of the many questions we have as well.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. So anyway, let's check in with Ken Sattring. PetroServe USA stores are in Bismarck and Mandan. They're in Valley City. They're in Fargo, West Fargo. They're in Moorhead. They're in Dilworth. So they're in the footprint of our audience. And Kent was gracious enough to come on and talk about this from the perspective of a gas station operator. Kent, how are you?
Good. Good morning, guys. Good morning to your listeners.
Good morning, Kent. Appreciate you joining us. So I guess the big question is, why are gas prices spiking, and does this mean you guys are making a lot of money and colluding with fellow gas station owners to conspire against the consumer?
Well, you asked about seven questions there, Scott, so I'll start with why are gas prices higher right now, and that is, I think as you've been talking about, is the refineries that are on turnaround or maintenance. So we've got the one in Mandan that's down right now for maintenance. We've got the one in Laurel, Montana that's a Senex refinery. The one in Mandan's Tesoro. We've got one in St. Paul Park that used to be called Marathon in Twin Cities. That one's down and having a little bit of trouble coming back up. We've got some down in Kansas that are down, that are on maintenance. We've got some in Chicago, big ones that are on maintenance. We've got the big one in the Twin Cities that's almost 300,000 barrels a day. That's called the Coke or the Flint Hills refinery. That has about probably a certain percentage. I don't know. A small percentage of that is down. So they're all doing maintenance right now, and of course it just really ended up being supply and demand. Now I certainly, there is the word opportunistic can be used throughout this process that we see every day. But really, as the gas station owners, that's not where the profit's being made right now. It's simply a supply and demand, with gasoline not being a sufficient supply to meet the demand of the local market here, and then you've also got its farming season, so a lot of the pipes have been filled with diesel to get the farming season completed, and so the gasoline is on the way, but it isn't, it's got to come a long ways, probably sometimes from the Gulf, because, you know, these refineries are on maintenance.
Kent, Steve Bakken here, who organizes the shutdowns? Is that just ad hoc per the refineries? Do they just pick a time that they're going to shut down for maintenance out of the air? Is there no discussion between the different refineries that, well, we're going to shut down on this date, you're going to shut down on this date? Who organizes that? Otherwise, we could run into a situation like apparently we're running into now when they're all shut down at the same time and the consumer's screwed.
That might be the best question of the day, Steve, because if you did, I believe, and I'm not sure about this, but I know at one time, let's say 5 years ago, they did not allow the refiners to visit with each other for fear that they would do exactly what's happening right now. So I believe they have made a law that says that they cannot communicate. And so then, you know, nobody knows what the other one's going to do. And so they all happen to go at the same time. And you got this, as I say, perfect storm. The problem I have with the perfect storm idea is that we've had it now about six or seven times in the last 10 years. So it just is really kind of a poor system. So I don't know if it would be better if you had them work together for refinery maintenance, or would that be worse?
And why this time of year? I know somebody earlier called and said, you know, hey, do the maintenance in the winter. Is that possible, Kent?
Yeah, when would be a good time to do it? Because you can't do it in the winter because it's too cold up here. So you can't weld and you can't have men working outside. You know, men and women aren't going to come up from the south where a lot of these pipeline and refinery companies come from. They're not going to come up here and work in 20 below weather. So really your window is either the spring, the summer, or the fall. Now, certainly we wouldn't want to do it in the summer because that's summer driving season. So that would be the worst time to do it. Traditionally, it's been done in the fall. And then usually I'm on the radio in the fall talking about why we can't get farmers' fuel. And why that has spiked up so much. And remember all the long lines we had in Fargo, I think maybe about 3 years ago. And that was in the fall because of, couldn't get diesel. And of course, so we did it in the spring. They did it in the spring this year. And unfortunately, a lot of them, like the St. Paul Park Refinery is a new ownership group there. And I don't believe that has come up the way they've wanted to. And there's been a couple in, Chicago that are not coming out of their maintenance schedule like they had hoped to. And there are some in Kansas right now that are coming out of maintenance, so they'll be pushing some product up.
Kent, does that lend itself to the argument? We've had the debate, and now we're moving forward with some diesel refineries here in North Dakota, and western North Dakota especially. Does that lend itself to the argument that we should have more refineries online in North Dakota or in the region? Would that alleviate the problem?
That's kind of interesting because I think it's going to be really good for diesel. If you remember probably 5 years ago, I would say, I don't know the exact number, but I'm going to guess that in diesel, we probably used 50,000 barrels a day in diesel. And it's probably doubled now. Just, I believe the Bakken alone uses that much. So the Bakken is such an economic impact for our area, hitting things like fuel, because all of the trucks that are going, all of the generators that have to keep going. I mean, all of the things that it takes to run that huge economic engine out there is a lot of times run on diesel. And so it is great that they're going to have another one or two refineries out in western North Dakota. That's going to be wonderful. And I think they're going to just be what they call a topping refinery, where they'll just make the diesel fuels, which will help us, and then they'll take the gasoline, the light ends, and send those up to Canada, I believe.
Ken Santring is our guest from PetroServe USA Stores. Any questions you have about why gas prices are what they are, when they are, and what's going on behind this are certainly welcome. A lot of theories out there, and want to have you test those theories with someone that actually makes that decision day in and day out at their stores. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Somebody yesterday called and said they knew for a fact that there was a Bismarck Mandan coalition of gas station owners that make regular phone calls with each other and decide what the price of gas is going to be. Since you have stations in both Bismarck and Mandan, are you part of this call? Is that coalition exist? Does it happen?
Well, you know, we are in contact at all times. And it's called, like you said earlier, sign language. I actually don't, I, you know, one of the big, two of the big players in Bismarck are Launeberg and Freilich, I think. But I've never actually met Mr. Wanneberg or his brother in my life. I've never met Mr. Simonson in my life. We don't talk on the phone. That's against the law. But, you know, we really don't have to, because all we have to do is we have a customer comes in and says, somebody down the road just raised their price, or somebody down the road just lowered their price. Now, if somebody down the road raises their price 10 cents, and we sit there for a week, guess what they're going to do? They're going to come back down. And if they lower their price by 10 cents, guess what we better do? If we don't go down and match them, we're going to lose all of our customers. So, I mean, it's just, it is so pure and simple, Scott. It's sign language. I mean, we hang the signs out on the street, and like I've often said, is would you rather we took the signs down? Personally, I would. I mean, I don't know why we have to hang our signs out there. If I want to go to the dentist, they don't have a sign hanging out saying, this is what it's going to cost me for a crown. So, I mean, that would be fine. But I think it's a service to the public to show what the prices are. So that's why it has been done over history. But, you know, people will leave for a nickel a gallon. And I don't think that you see, I think in some cities, you know, like Minneapolis, you'll see a mile off the road, you'll see 20 cents a gallon higher. But I don't think in Bismarck, and I know not in Fargo, I don't think almost anywhere, you won't see much of a difference in between prices in the city. In Fargo, you might see one or two stations at a hot spot that are real low, maybe selling below cost. But it's not, you know, it's pretty much everybody's the same price.
We're talking with Kent Santring.
You don't have to make phone calls.
We're talking with Kent Santring, CEO of PetroServe. If you'd like to weigh in on gas price, ask him any questions, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Kent, when you travel from western North Dakota to eastern North Dakota, there's a big difference between the gas price in Bismarck, even the gas price in steel in a lot of cases, and then the gas price in Fargo. There's usually a 20 to 30 cents difference. Why is that?
Well, in Fargo, traditionally, we have been a gas war town. And actually, that's just the biggest thing right now. We've got, you know, we had a big truck stop come to town and the station across the street and them got into a fight and they've been fighting for probably 2 years now. And so you just have a gas war. Well, just because there's a gas war in Fargo doesn't mean that you want to have a gas war at every town in the state of North Dakota. You know, we fight it out in Fargo. And I would say that Bismarck is making it, you know, what would be a fair markup. And, you know, I would just ask your listeners, Steve, I hope they do call in because I'd like to know what would be a fair markup. Because I'd be willing to share with you what the markups are. Then when you get to, you know, as far as Bismarck, I've heard it said on your show that if in Bismarck, why could it be cheaper to send the product to Fargo when you have all the pipeline costs? Well, the closer you get to Minneapolis, let's say, where they're pushing product in from many different directions. And even to Fargo, you're pushing product in from the Coke refinery or Flint Hills to Fargo. You're pushing it up from Kansas. You're pushing it from the north, from Laurel, Montana, comes to Minot, comes down to Fargo. Tesoro's pushing in here. You've got a lot more competition just in this market. I mean, this is kind of a melting pot of gas station owners and also of supply. There's like four or five different pipes coming in. I think there's four pipes coming in, and there's probably 15 suppliers here.
There again, supply and demand. Let's get Michael and Minot question for our guest, Kent Santring, but a minute left before the break, so quick question, Mike.
Yes, I was wondering, with all the oil we have here in North Dakota, why are we still so dependent on overseas oil?
That's a wonderful thing that's happened. That's really changed in the last couple of years, Michael. That is so wonderful for people like me who have had son-in-laws who served in Iraq twice. So we've got ethanol that's helping in that area. We've got the soy diesel that's helping in that area. And now we have the biggest economic engine in the world, the Bakken, who's helping lessen our dependence on foreign oil like nobody could have dreamed. Wonderful thing.
One other quick one here before the break. Gary, go ahead, Gary, with your question.
Hey, I have a question. How come gasoline, like we have a gas station like 5 miles out of that was like city limits? And yesterday I put gas in, it was 33 cents a gallon cheaper there than in town.
All right, we're going to ask Kent to hang on with that answer on the other side of the break. Gary, you can hang on too and get your answer on the other side of the break. We're chatting with Kent Santring from PetroServe USA Stores, answering your questions about why gas prices are what they are and what's a fair markup on a price of gas. We'll tackle that debate when we come back too. What's on your mind?
Right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, kills skunk smell, cat urine, you can mold, musty smells. if you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor, so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell never comes back. Call us up. We'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made. Soybeans. North Dakota soybeans. Did you know soybean production has expanded to the west and the north in our state over the last decade? There's now 6,000 soybean producers in North Dakota, contributing to a checkoff program. And that investment is paying significant dividends in the areas of research, domestic and international marketing, promotion and education. Through the involvement of both the North Dakota Soybean Council and the association, you receive timely and accurate news and information of value and your pulse on the programs underway to help you become more successful and profitable. Find out more at ndsoybean.org. ndsoybean.org. Subscribe to the North Dakota Soybean Grower and find out more about the North Dakota Soybean Council. Better opportunities, delivering you valuable news and information to North Dakota's soybean producers and all of North Dakota's agriculture community. Check out their website, ndsoybean.org, for more. ndsoybean.org.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included. Designed to be practical and built to last, yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. So before the break, Ken Setring, PetroServe USA, got a caller from Rugby. Hey, one price just a little bit out of town, one price in town. When you purchase gas and the price you pay for that, how do you decide when to raise it at the pump? Because I think that's what he's talking about. Would that be right, Ken?
Basically, Scott, I'd like to say we have a big long formula, but we really don't have to have a big, long formula because you have to match the person across the street. If you don't, you're going to lose your business. So basically, you just try to run your business as efficiently as you can. You have certain things like in the Bismarck market where it's going to cost you anywhere from 6 to 10 cents more at the refinery than it is at the melting pot in Fargo. Then let's say you're a Senex station in Bismarck. You might have to go all the way to Minot and bring that product down, since Tesoro doesn't sell product to Senex Station. So you've got extra freight, where in Fargo we don't have that extra freight. We're right in town. The same thing if you're at Tesoro Station in Rugby. you've got to go all the way to Mandan to get that extra freight. So you've got some extra costs there. But, again, you know, what is a fair markup for a gas station?
Let's have him answer his own question, because I'm kind of curious. What is fair? What are you getting now?
Okay, I would say that, let's say in the Fargo market here, the average markup on gas throughout the year is about 15 cents per gallon. Now, is that a fair number or not? I mean, out of $4 a gallon is 15 cents to the gas station. I don't think that's an unfair number.
That seems fairly fair.
Yeah, I think it is fairly fair.
Yeah, I mean, when taxes are much a larger portion of that, yes, I think that's fair for the.
Plus, you got to hire employees and pay the light bill and do everything else.
Hiring an employee and paying the light bill costs us 8 cents a gallon. So that leaves us 7 cents a gallon profit, except for we have to pay the credit card fees, which in my company were just under $2 million last year, and that equates to a nickel a gallon. So the credit card companies are making a nickel a gallon, and we're making bottom line 2 cents per gallon profit. And we're a cooperative, so if somebody wants to come in and look at our books, I'd be happy to show it to them. I don't have anything to hide. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is in running a gas station in North Dakota or across the nation.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Milt, what's on your mind?
Yeah, that is interesting. He just said 15 cents a gallon gross margin. I was visiting with a dealer here a couple of years ago, and he said his gross margin was 12 cents a gallon. If he sold 1,000 gallons of gas a day, he just made $120, and he's got to pay for his building and his light and his insurance and his employees. They don't make any money selling gas. They make money selling sodas and candy bars. You know. Yeah, candy bars probably marked up three times cost. That's where the gas stations make their money now, is on the convenience side.
And Kent, let me ask you this: when I pay $100 to fill my truck, I'm a lot less likely to buy a Snicker bar and a bag of chips, I bet, right?
Right. We really don't like to see these prices increase because it does take away discretionary income for consumers, so they can't buy the things. And I know for my own filling or for my kids, you know, who are paying daycare and all of the costs that there is for housing and that there is in Western North Dakota, you don't have a lot of extra money. What our credit card fees at 3% times $3 a gallon is 9 cents, times $12 a gallon, times $4 a gallon, it's 12 cents. Now, not everybody uses a credit card. That's why the average is about 5 cents. But we can certainly be thankful to the state of North Dakota that the legislature has not raised our gas tax. We're 23 cents gas tax in North Dakota, which is very competitive across the nation. Here in Moorhead, where I'm sitting right now, it's 28.5 cents, and they're going to go supposedly to 34 cents within just a few, you know, a few weeks here.
Thanks for the phone call. Harvey, what's on your mind this morning?
Yes, I have a question. It's like Petro-USA and Tesoro and all them. Are they all American companies, or are they owned by some foreign company, or like where's the headquarter company office at?
Well, PetroServe USA's headquarters will be in West Fargo. We're currently in Moorhead. We're going to be in West Fargo by the end of this year. But we have stations in, you know, like from Bemidji all the way to Mandan. But we're owned by the people who do business with us. We're a cooperative. Tesoro is a great American company. They're out of San Antonio, Texas. They have refineries in California, a lot of stations in California. Of course, the Mandan refinery, they have a refinery, I believe, up in Alaska. So they're a great company. Of course, CHS, Senex, you know, you don't get much more homegrown than a farm cooperative company like that. So these are all American companies using Bakken fuel. Our tagline is helping America fuel better. So, of course, we try to use some ethanol and some soy diesel to partner that in with the oil. And we try to, that would help slacken the tight supply rubber band that we've got now. That is so tight. Whenever we have an issue like this, we have a huge spike. And so if we could just filter in 10% ethanol or some E30, that will help take away some of these huge spikes, I believe.
Harvey, thanks for the call. It sounds to me like the bottom line from the perspective of someone that sells it for a living is this isn't fun for you either with prices spiking the way they are, and that we've got some reform necessary because there are log jams that are basically government-induced here. Is that the bottom line, Kent?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, when we put a load of fuel in, it cost us $30,000. And that's, you know, we go through quite a few loads per day. So anybody out there, they don't like these high prices. You lose your inside sales. We'd like to have, you know, more of a even keel. We don't like these spikes. I don't know, Scott, you know, if you put government intervention in, I don't think that's the answer. I think that's all of these regulations we have at refineries.
Fascinating discussion today. Thanks so much, Kent. We really appreciate your time on What's on Your Mind. Back to your calls after this timeout. Don't touch that dial, folks. If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.